Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 9, verses 18 through 26. The Reverend Dan Galshute is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew chapter 9. While Jesus was saying these things to them, behold, a ruler came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." And Jesus rose and followed him with his disciples. And behold, a woman who had suffered from a discharge of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment. For she said to herself, "If I only touch his garment, I will be made well." Jesus turned, and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." And instantly the woman was made well. And when Jesus came to the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Go away, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. And the report of this went through all the district. This is the word of the Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In a world of avatars and virtual reality, the physical nature of Matthew chapter 9 is striking. Kind of like it reaches out and slaps you in the face. Consider that Jesus is eating a meal with tax collectors and sinners right before our reading for this morning. And the fact that Matthew records this, Jesus doing one of the most fundamental things to life in this world, eating his daily bread, well, this teaches us something, as the question in the old 1943 catechism highlights. Why do you believe that Jesus Christ is also true man? Part of the answer to that question is that Jesus hunger, thirst, suffered, and died. Jesus hungered and he ate, as Matthew recounts for us just before our reading for this morning. Now, if this was it, that wouldn't be enough to say that the physical nature of Matthew chapter 9 is so striking. Then there's also all the healings that take place in Matthew 9. At the beginning of the chapter, Jesus heals a man who is paralyzed. Towards the end of the chapter, Jesus heals two blind men and one man who's mute. Legs, arms, eyes, and mouth, Jesus heals them all. And then in the middle of all of this, we have the reading which we just heard, where Jesus encounters a man whose daughter has just died. And when Jesus hears what this man has to say, Jesus gets up and follows this man to go to the bedside of his daughter. But on his journey, well, it's disrupted by a woman who's been dealing with a discharge of blood for 12 years. She sought out Jesus, for she wanted to be healed, and she said to herself, "If I only touch his garment, I will be made well." This account, it's different than the other cases we have of Jesus healing people. I know Jesus does this in different ways, but consider the fact that in the story we know so well of the 10 lepers, which we hear every Thanksgiving, Jesus commands them to go and show themselves to the priests, and as they are going on the way, they are healed. There is no touch from Jesus. He commands them to go, and they are healed. And then there's Jesus' healing of the ruler's daughter in our reading for this morning. Jesus took her by the hand and she arose. Again, we have cases of Jesus performing this miracle in other ways, by other means. When Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead, he simply calls to Lazarus, "Come out," and Lazarus comes out of the tomb. But in Matthew chapter 9, Jesus brings life and healing when he takes the young girl by the hand. This section of scripture highlights the physical nature of our world, and that the physical nature of this world, well, it matters to our Lord. But frankly, the incarnation, Christmas, well, this should make this abundantly clear to us. As we hear, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman. Then there's the well-known words, the Word became flesh. Christmas reminds us of God's interest in and care for this physical world. While that's good, quite frankly, we need to be reminded of this more often than just at Christmas. We need to be reminded of the fact that the Lord cares about our physical lives and our needs often, because we do live in a world of avatars and virtual reality. And we interact with people with all kinds of digital tools. And these digital tools, well, they teach us how to behave. And that also means teach us how to think in certain ways. So it's good for us to consider Matthew 9 and to be reminded that the Lord cares for us physically. And while we do need to be reminded of this, frankly, the church does know this. This is why the church, including us in the LCMS, this is why we do so much to serve our neighbors. In my visits to various places all over the Synod, I've seen food banks, hot meal programs, and clothing drives, among other ministries that care for the needs of the neighbors that God gives. We, the church, well, we're involved in all of these things precisely because Jesus proved that he cares for us when it comes to the Christmas and him coming to our world to take on flesh, our flesh. But Jesus does more than show that he cares, brothers and sisters in Christ. And that's the good news for us. Because if Jesus just cared about us physically, well, we'd still be in big trouble, because our physical reality is such, what we just sang about in the hymn, right? In the very midst of life, snares of death surround us. And you and I were all reminded of this in one way or another. Perhaps it's because we just got over a bug or a disease of some kind. Or maybe it's because we deal with chronic pain or some kind of ailment. Or perhaps we're dealing with a more serious diagnosis that's really troubling us. Or maybe we're mourning the death of a loved one. All of these remind us of the fact that we have a bigger problem, sin. And by the way, this is why we perform works of human care in close proximity to Word and Sacrament, right? Because sin is at the root of all of these. Not in the sense that anything in particular in our life is a direct result of sin, but because all of these things, well, they're evidence of the sin that lives in us. As God's word declares, the wages of sin is death. That cuts right to the issue, and there's no escaping it. Just as we sang, in the very midst of life, snares of death surround us. But Jesus does more than care for us physically. He's come to this world to overcome our problems. And the healings we hear about today, well, they point to this fact, that Jesus has come to deliver us. That's precisely what he does by his death on the cross and his resurrection from the dead. He deals with all of our problems. To be sure, this is how he redeems us and pays for our sins. But this is also how he delivers us from death, so that by his death and resurrection, we can say, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Baptized into Christ, you can be certain that the pain and the problems that you deal with in this world are temporary. Baptized into Christ, you have the victory, even as you deal with ailments. Baptized into Christ, you have life, even if the grave is waiting for you. Because Jesus not only cares for you, he delivers you. and will bring you to himself in heaven. Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things have passed away. Amen. Now the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.